One thing is certain. John did not survey anyone to determine their felt needs before he preached to them. Nowhere does he tell them how to cope with the pressures of Roman occupation, or how to keep a young son from running with a gang of teenage zealots, or how to manage their shekels. Instead, he said exactly what they needed to hear but did not want to hear. And he even went so far as to challenge the puppet king Herod, and thus the reading from the lectern, ultimately losing his life. John, that madman of a preacher, had a message that was worth dying for. Do you, future preacher, have a message that's worth dying for? Will yours be a voice that cries out in the wilderness? Or will it be stilled and muffled by pastoral professionalism, by career building, by the padded pews and sedalias with which we furnish our churches? Will you, future preacher, have your eye upon the cross or upon your statistical report? John knew well where his eye was to be and what his role was. He was to go before the Lamb, preparing his way. He was to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He was to point to the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. He had no other message, for he knew no other Lord. John was a narrow-minded theologian. He was what our culture would call a religious fanatic. Above all else, he was a man of conviction and courage. He was what some would call a madman. But God has always had his madmen in the church. Such was Luther, who for the gospel challenged both the church and the state, who could stand before the Diet of Worms and say, "Here I stand." Such have been the countless, faceless, nameless preachers through the centuries, who have stood before crowds and kings and said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." You, preacher, will you stand with John and Luther? Will you be that madman whose voice cries out in the wilderness, whose voice the church so needs to hear again? For never has the church needed that voice in the wilderness more than she needs it now. We live in a time when many preachers fear more for their careers than they love the souls for whom Christ has died. We live in the time when the church is more focused on programs and methods to make the gospel popular than it is in actually proclaiming it like the madmen of God. Understand this, dear brothers. Your task is to proclaim the kingdom, to call all people to repentance. Your task is to point men, women, and children to the one who alone is able to meet their real need. It may not be the need that they feel, but it is the one thing that is needful for time and eternity. The call to repentance is God's own powerful call to every brood of vipers of every generation, of every time, and of every place. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not distant, not inaccessible, but ever present and crashing in on us. Everywhere God's grace abounds. God's grace for those who hurt. God's grace for the self-centered. God's grace for those who are afraid to die. God's grace for those who are afraid to live. God's grace for us preachers who have all too often chosen not to be God's madmen. John the Baptist understood that. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This he said to people who had long since forgotten what God had called them to be. And yet, this is finally all that the preacher has that's worth saying. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb who alone has shed holy, innocent blood to redeem a world of lost humanity. Behold the Lamb who alone is the Savior from sin, from death, and from hell. Behold the Lamb who alone has broken the old evil foe's great show of power, the tomb. Behold the Lamb whose kingdom still comes so gently, so sweetly, in the humility of water, of bread, of wine. Behold the Lamb in whose name you speak words which destroy all the illusions of our programs and methods. The sweetest words ever heard. Your sins are forgiven. Behold the Lamb who meets the soul's great need. This is worth dying for. More than that, this is all there is that is worth living for. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.